on the telephone to get things rolling. One of our favorite guests on the show from Sports Illustrated, SI.com, the most valuable podcast, The Wilder Project. And, well, who knows what's coming up next. I'm looking forward to her first stand-up special on Netflix as well. Charlotte Wilder joins us.
Oh, Rook, you always just make my day. Thank you. Thank you. It's so great to be chatting with you.
Always wonderful to have you on with us. Jealousy abounds in the downtown studios, though, after we saw your picture yesterday with one Oscar the Grouch.
Oh, yeah. That was one of the best days of my life, actually. We had, so the Wilder Project, my show on SITV, comes back a week from today, so March 6th. Write it on your calendars. But all spring, we're going to be having fun guests and in the field segments. And one of those involves some of the Sesame Street crew. So I am just over the moon about that. And it was really magical getting to spend some time with them yesterday in the studio.
Well, I can see that, but I have to ask the question. It's awkward, but does Gritty know about this?
Gritty, yeah, my mascot love. He doesn't, but you know, I think I'm just waiting for him to notice me, and until he notices me, I'm gonna do whatever I'm gonna do with the other puppets, you know? He's a mascot. It's different.
All right, I like that distinction. Yeah, I guess that's how we can make ourselves sleep at night, rationalize things. Sure, absolutely.
Right? We do what we have to do, Rich.
Right. It's all about survival, taking care of yourself. You mentioned season two of The Wilder Project 1 week from today. And yes, behind the scenes with the Sesame Street folks, fly fishing with Jeff Fisher. Tell us about that.
Oh, man. It was really fun. I'm super excited for that segment to air. I think people will find it pretty funny. He was a lovely guy, and you know, I was writing this story about him, and we figured we could probably get a segment out of it too. And he was totally game, so he taught me how to fly fish in the little pond outside his farm in Tennessee, which is a 900 square foot cabin that he got when he was coaching the Titans. So, you know, I got to drive his golf cart. It was a real experience.
That sounds fantastic. And he seems to me like a real genuine guy.
He is, you know, I mean, he was just really, really open, and he loves helping people. And, you know, I does not deserve the bad rap he's gotten, in my opinion, but you know, it was fun to be able to get to know him a little bit and sort of see his side of the story.
We're talking to Charlotte Wilder here on Downtown. A new episode of The Most Valuable Podcast is out. A terrific one. As always, I have to ask, how are there people out there who don't know what the Wienermobile is?
Well, my mom apparently doesn't know what it is. But, that was really fun. They picked us up. The Wienermobile, the Oscar Mayer Wiener car that is dressed up as a hot dog or sort of a van. I don't really know. But they took me and my co-host, Jessica Smetana, for a ride around Manhattan. And I have to tell you, I have never felt more famous than I did. You know, people are just stopping and taking pictures of the Wienermobile, and you can pretend it's because you're in it, but you know it's because it's the Wienermobile. So that was a real delight.
You know, I'm looking at the video right now of you and Jessica in the Wienermobile, and I think back to a tweet, and I think it was a response to a tweet that you put out there about building, people trying to build their career and their presence, and that social media was not the way to do it. But you have used social media as a vehicle to progress your career at an incredibly rapid pace. Now, the talent's got to be there, and you've certainly got that, but and you're doing some fun things now, and it's a career that you really created yourself through your ability to be smart and do great work, but also to promote what you're doing out there.
Well, thank you for saying that. You know, yeah, I think that whenever anyone says social media is not not something you should use or show your true personality on in journalism or, you know, mostly in sports media, I'm just like, whoa, what are you smoking? You know, like, and I mean, I think it's different, right? You know, like, I think that there are some people who are doing really serious reporting or want to cultivate more of a, you know, polished professional image, which I totally get. And, you know, I realize that the only thing consistent about what I'm doing, I'm bouncing across subject matter, even within sports, I'm kind of all over the place, that the only thing really consistent is my voice and who I am. And so I might as well lean into that. And it's been so humbling that anyone cares or is here for it. So I've just sort of decided to take that route and use it as a way to express who I am and what I'm doing. And that way, hopefully, when I do have, you know, bottom line is it's about the work, right? But like, if no one reads it or watches it or listens to it, then kind of going into a vacuum. And I find using those channels to promote it is a really great way to get a company to let you continue to do it before they fire you.
Are you excited for the upcoming Red Sox season?
Oh my God, Rich, I'm so psyched. On Saturday, I turned on some of spring training, and I was just sitting there listening to the sounds of baseball and the announcers' voices, and I was just so happy. I was so happy.
Who's a bigger baseball fan, you or Aunt Char?
Oh, definitely me. Definitely me. Aunt Char, my alter ego, my 55-year-old, thrice-divorced, Connecticut, white wine-drinking alter ego. You know, she only knows about sports when I tell her, so.
I only know about one certain TV show when you tell me about it. So can you give me a capsule summary of where we are in The Bachelor right now?
Oh, no, dude, I haven't been watching. Can you
what?
Believe that?
Oh, yeah. I saw you tweet about it, and I thought you were back at it.
No, I mean, I might keep watching now just because, you know, it's almost over, I think. But no, this on Monday, I tuned in sort of halfway through an episode, and it was the first one I'd seen all season. Can you believe it?
I can't. What the heck is going on in your world?
I used to write these recaps, and I have to tell you, it is so awesome not having to watch it anymore.
Oh, I don't doubt that for a minute.
Yeah, I feel like my IQ's risen since I stopped doing this.
I have no doubt about it. Now, I joked with you when you first came on about the stand-up, but this is something you want to do this at some point, right?
I really do. I really do. I'm terrified. One of my guests on the Wilder Project this season is the stand-up comedian Rachel Feinstein, and she's so funny. And I think I'm gonna run some of this by her and see if I stand a chance. I did it for. I had a few beers at the bar the other weekend and did some of it for my friends, and they thought it was funny. But they'd also had a few beers, so like I don't know if that's any indication. but no, you know, I think it's one thing that I want to do, but I'm really terrified. Like what I love about writing or about the podcast or about the TV show is that, you know, I have ultimately control over what goes out. And like when you're doing stand-up, it's in the moment and people are either laughing or they're not. And I'm like, I think people not laughing would be the most devastating thing that I could experience, which, you know, happens. Like the only way to do stand-up is to bomb a few times. So I'm like, okay, I gotta get the courage up to fail and then I'll be good to go.
Well, I have no doubt it will be a big success. So The Wilder Project Season 2, a week from today. We know about some of the guests. Are there any others you can tell us about?
Some of the guests, let's see. Our first guest, which I'm very excited about, is Kay Adams of NFL Network. She has Good Morning Football.
Oh, yeah.
Which should be great. We have Rachel Feinstein coming on. There are a few others that are in the works that haven't confirmed, but I am just so excited about. So next time we talk, Rich, I'll give you some more details.
All right. That sounds good. We'll be watching, listening, of course, to the Most Valuable Podcast and following everything you do at SI Now, Sports Illustrated. Always great. Charlotte Wilder, thanks so much for visiting with us.
Oh, Rich, always a pleasure. I'm thrilled when you asked me. So hopefully talk to you again soon.
You got it. Thanks a lot, Charlotte.
All right. Bye.
Charlotte Wilder with us here on Downtown.